Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and it's already Friday. Yeehaw! Amen. We've been talking about becoming very, very aware that you are a spirit, you have a soul made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. In other words, the intellectual part of you. And you and your soul live in a body. Now, Jesus taught something that is so revealing, so revealing. A certain rich man and Lazarus, remember them? It wasn't a parable. It was a certain rich man who died. He went into hell. You remember the story. He looked up and saw Abraham and knew who he was. Had he ever seen Abraham? No. Now, he's a spirit being. He's still alive. His body is up top somewhere. Huh? Listen to what Abraham said to him. Son, remember. Where was his brain? I don't know. In his body. But his spirit and soul was still intact. And he was in hell. Now, his nature was still the same. Have Lazarus come and bring me water. He's still wanting to boss Lazarus around. Now, that's a lot of insight into that. His memory was still intact. Your spirit, your mind uses your brain. Your brain is part of your physical body. You are a spirit. You have a soul made up of your intellectual system. And you live in a body. Now, let's go to 1 John. Like I said earlier this week, 1 John is one of those little books. I mean, look how short this is. You can read it in just a little while. So, the Lord had me reading this for day after day after day after day after day. Why? I'm searching for revealed knowledge. Anybody can read it, but there are things started just jumping out at me. And this the Lord began to talk to me through this little book. And it began to build on the inside of me. I mean, years ago. And just kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, for a lot of years, it's a lot of years ago, but I taught for something like, 2 years on the love of God and taught it out of this little book. Then 9/11 happened. November after September. We have a meeting every year in the Washington, D.C. area and have for many, 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 many years. I'm on the way to the venue that night in the car, and the word of the Lord came to me. He said, I want you to strip the fear out of the body of Christ. Strip it out. They have no business with it. So I began, he said, you launch a war against fear, the war on fear. Well, I'd been preaching on the love of God and perfected love casteth out fear, and people ho-hum. But then, wah, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And I preached on, I don't remember now how long, long time, and wound up, and then somebody listened. Amen. Now, let's go over here. Oh, this little book. I've marked it up so that it's kind of hard to read it. But now, listen, we're going after revealed knowledge, right? Anybody can read this book. And I read it a long time. And then it just began to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And this little book caused me to get bigger on the inside than I was on the outside. That's what happened to me when I first realized what had happened when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Man, I could talk to God and in a language I didn't understand. Now, let me show you, for instance, and all of you at one time or another have studied 1 Corinthians 12, 13, 14. And I'm just praying along in the Spirit. And he said, my mind's unfruitful and I'm just enjoying this. And all of a sudden, revelation knowledge. And the Lord just quoted Mark 11, 24 to me. Therefore, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. As long as you're speaking in English. Uh-oh, you talk about a revelation. I'm praying in the Spirit. Now I've learned, say, Lord, and I got divine secrets from Francis Weymouth instead of mysteries. I said, Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe I receive this. I'm praying in the Spirit about certain things. I believe I receive that. And when I pray from my partners in the Spirit, Father, I believe I receive that. Whatever they need, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, I believe I receive that. You pick up on that?
Yes.
See, that was, what was that? That was revealed knowledge. Now listen to this. Let's go to, I was just reading along, just enjoying this. You're of God, little children, and I read it a lot of times. You have overcome them. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And he's talking about the devil and the Antichrist. For a long time, till I really got it over to myself. The Spirit of God, I called him the greater one. Oh, greater one that lives within me. Greater one. Oh, you're so great. You're the greater one. And he just, in my estimation, he just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. He's the greater one. He's my comforter. He's my teacher. He's my standby. He's my advocate. He's my strengthener. And he's with me forever. And he's not just along for the ride. Hallelujah. There had to be revelation of that. That I am not just filled. I am full of the greater one. Greater is he that lives in me than he that's in the world. The greater one. I get bolder and bolder as I go. And I began to, this little book started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, God. And verse 16, we have known and believed the love. Oh, believe the, oh, God, what does that mean? Well, I believe the love. I know you love me. I know, but I believe the love. I have faith in that love. I believe that love. Well, I'm a little baby Christian, and his own disciples came to him and said, Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that we're about to die here? Lord, don't you care? I mean, why'd you let that come on me? He didn't let that come on you. You let that come on you. And I'm going to say it to you again, like Gloria said, depression, that's grieving when you haven't lost anything. She said, depression is just thinking about yourself all the time. And that's enough to depress anybody. She's got a way about her, that girl. Amen. That's enough to depress anybody. Amen. Now, the greater one, we've known and believed, I believe the love. I believe it. He loves me. He cares for me. God loves Kenneth. God loves Gloria. Amen. God loves the president. God loves the vice president. I just got the victory. Hallelujah. God loves this nation. And he's not done with it.
Amen.
And neither are we.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this thing got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it just kept going. There is no fear in love, but perfect or growing, maturing love casts out fear because fear has torment. Well, who's the tormentor? Jesus said who he is. It's the devil himself. Well, hey, fear, if there's not any fear there, he doesn't have anything to hand on. The torment is the handle. If the fear is there, but perfected love casts it out.
Amen.
I refuse to fear.
Amen.
I refuse to fear.
Amen.
When Lindsay, our granddaughter, had Neisserian meningitis, and Gloria and I were in Colorado, we were headed there just as fast as we could go. But Kelly turned around and looked at her sister, Terry. She told me, she said, they had diagnosed her. And they had children dying from it. Right here in Fort Worth, the Cook's Medical Center for Children. And so I already knew what to do on the way home in the airplane. And the Lord simply said to me, you touch her breastbone and say, Lindsay, I speak to the anointing of God inside you, and I command it to rise up and drive this disease out of you. But now, when that infectious disease doctor told Kelly in so many words, we don't expect her to live overnight. She said, Daddy, that came down on me just like a black cloud. And she just went over there to her sister, Terry, and said, I refuse to fear. And then Kelly told me, she said, Daddy, that thing just evaporated. And I knew right then she'd live. Well, thank God for Lindsay. She was 11 years old then. And she just gave birth to our 10th great-grandchild.
Amen.
Little Colette Olivia. Now, that happened over Christmas, and little Colette Olivia was born just after Christmas. Yeehaw! Why? Kelly refused fear. That fear was tormenting her. She refused it, and it had to get out. Are you loving this or what?
Yes.
Now, and all things, oh God, there is no fear in love. Perfected, maturing love casts out fear. He that fears is not mature in love. We love him because he first loved us. Glory to God. And if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this is his commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. Whosoever How many whosoever's in here? Yay! I'm a whosoever, and I'm a whatsoever. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Glory to God. And everyone that loves him that begat loves him also. If you love the Father, you love the children. In other words, by this we know. We know something here. It's been revealed to us. We know it. Glory to God. We know it. We're not just believing this. We know it. That we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is loving God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. My Lord, my God. Ho, ho, ho. Now, this is the victory. This is the Victory Channel. This is the Victory Network. I've been on this since the very beginning. I'm talking about the very beginning. I was in a meeting up in a little North Texas town, and, you know, meeting in an old abandoned store. And I had my outlines in the motel there, and I had them all laid out on the bed, on my knees. And I said, Lord, what did I put this in? No. He said, listen to me. You preach and teach victory. Victory in the new birth. Victory in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Victory over sickness. Victory in righteousness. Victory. And he just named off all of these different things. Victory. I started right then. On the radio, it's a victory broadcast. Then on television, and now a network. And this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Amen. So now then, how much time do I have, Tim, please? Ooh, good, I can do this. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Yes.
Then you are a world overcomer. Whether you're overcoming or not, that's what you are if you believe He is the Christ. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't know anything about overcoming the world. Well, that's because you don't know anything about faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This little book is a faith book. It's a love book, faith book. Amen. So, and you just keep on going. And I want to get down here to this, because verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, how many of us believe on the name of the Son of God? Amen. Everybody in here.
Amen.
Amen. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. His word is His will. His will, He's never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the first covenant, He said, I am the Lord that heals you. I am Jehovah Rapha. If healing has passed away, He had to change His name. That isn't going to happen. He never changes. He's the same God. Jesus is the same Lord. And He's God manifested in the flesh. And This is the confidence that we have in Him that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, then say we believe it, we know it according to His Word. We know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. And so we can, and let's go back to Big John. Right there in the covenant meal, in the 16th chapter of John, he said, I'm going to just paraphrase this, up to now you've asked me nothing. But whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. The same man wrote this. So put those two verses together. Hey, what else did Jesus say? Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have it. Hey, we got it cornered. We got it surrounded. Now, any old enough to know what a roundhouse is? That's where they put trains and turn them around. And a good friend of mine used to say, go to roundhouse, Sadie, they can't corner you there. Well, hey, we got this thing cornered. We've got it coming and going, pushing and shoving. Hey, Revelation, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Well, if binding doesn't fix it, loose it. Glory to God. Hey, authority of the believer. Authority and the power invested in the body of Christ. Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go in my name. Delegated His authority. Now, He's in heaven. He doesn't have authority in the earth except through His body. He's the head. We're the body. That authority is in us. Praise God. We know that whosoever is born of love sinneth not, but he that's begotten of love keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. Glory to God! Hallelujah! And we did it. We're out of time. Jeremy, can help us, boy.
Thank you, Papa. Today we saw how receiving revelation knowledge can come from praying in the Spirit and receiving God's love and casting out fear. You know, God's Word and His wisdom bring revelation to help you see His divine plans for your life.
You know, I think partnership is covenant. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's where someone might have strengths, the other person has weaknesses. And where I might have weaknesses, other people have strengths.
We need to have an impact around the world. And what better way to have an impact around the world than to be a part of what Kenneth is doing?
We uphold this ministry by what we sow into it, so it keeps going. And so because we want lives to be changed like our lives were changed. And so that's our part. Their part is they keep sowing. They just keep sowing and keep sowing and keep sowing, and we partake and then we sow back. And that's partnership.
It carries far more than just giving of your finances every mm-hmm. single month, mm-hmm. but it carries with it an agreement and a partnership, an actual covenant and a union with a ministry or whoever you're partnering with.
Partnership is working together to accomplish a common goal, and our common goal is Christ to come back and for us to touch the lives of all the people we can before He does.
We found out from the start that partnership meant that this ministry was also praying for us and standing with us and expecting God's blessing the way they're experiencing it. for me to experience it too. And that's what Vicki and I started to see happen all the time. It has been so powerful all these years. That's why we've remained partners since 1973. And don't plan on stopping ever.
Every Friday on the Believer's Voice of Victory is Offering Day. And the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 6, let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Now listen to what verse 7 says. Do not be deceived. Or you might say, quit kidding yourself. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will reap of the Spirit, everlasting life. Now, if you've been taught the word today on this broadcast, and I know you have, if the lights come on and revelation has come to you, that's a good thing, and that's what this ministry and this television broadcast is all about. But don't forget, you and I have a scriptural, spiritual assignment to respond to what we've heard, to respond in faith to what we heard. And quit kidding yourself. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. When you sow, you reap. Now, when you sow to the flesh, you reap from the flesh, and it's not good. But when you sow to the Spirit, you reap from the Spirit everlasting life. And when you sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, ministries like this, with the assignment to teach and to preach the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle, that is sowing to the Spirit. That is sowing and saying that I don't want this to just stop with me. I want this word and this revelation to get into the lives and the hearts of people all over the world. And when you do that, that makes you a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in this ministries. And partners, listen, you know this. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are praying for you every single day. And since the very beginning of this ministry in 1967, they have been faithfully preaching this word of faith. That's more than 5 decades. That this uncompromised word of God has been shared on television, on radio, in print, now going out all over the internet, through social media, through events, and so many different avenues and outreaches. And when you sow your financial seed into this ministry, those are the things you're supporting, and you are connecting with a ministry that specializes in walking by faith. Amen. Partnership is powerful. So we invite you to go before the Lord and find out if you've got an assignment in preaching this uncompromised word of faith all over the world. Thanks so much for tuning into this broadcast today and all this week. If you missed anything, you can go back and watch it for free on KCM.org or on KCM's Roku channel. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, text the letters KCM and the dollar amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.